It's a gray, damp day in Baltimore, reflective of the way the Eagles' season has spiraled. Meanwhile, the Ravens have been on a pogo stick, and they find themselves in a must game with a 7-6 record. Good afternoon, everyone. Merrill Reeves and Mike Quick at M&T Bank Stadium. Wentz is back. Here comes the rush. He looks, he fires, and it's intercepted. Intercepted at the 36-yard line. Oh, my goodness. What an awful start. No score, but the Ravens with a first and goal are at the 4. They go again with 3 wide receivers. Flacco looks, fires for the end zone. Touchdown. He just drills it to Kamar Aiken. Wide open. That was too easy, Mike.
They made it look very easy.
45-yard attempt by Caleb Sturgis to put the Eagles on the board. The kick is away, and it is good. Back goes Flacco again. Here comes the rush. He steps up. He's hit. Football loose. And let's see. Do the Eagles have it? They think they do.
I think
Flacco
they do.
Fumbled at the 8-yard line. And he was hit by Nigel Bradham. And the Eagles say they have the ball. Vinnie Curry is down there. And Fletcher Cox, the man who comes up on top of the ball. On first down, it goes to Ryan Matthews. Cuts it back inside. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ryan Matthews. Here's the two-point conversion. Wentz to Matthews, who leaps, and he's in the end zone for 2. And the Eagles take the lead at 11-10.
Whoa, I didn't know Matthews had hops like that.
Back again goes Flacco. He pumps. He's going deep, and it is caught. Touchdown, Steve Smith.
Boy, he's tough.
Flacco pitches out to Dixon. Dixon at the 15, at the 10, at the 5. Dixon to the end zone. They made that look easy. Flacco back, looking for the end zone, and it's intercepted. It's picked off by Hicks. Down the near sideline goes Hicks, all the way to the 40-yard line. There is a huge turnover, and Flacco's 13th interception of the season. Well, that guy is talented, Jordan Hicks. I'll tell you that. Here's the field goal attempt, spotted, kicked up, and it is good. Wentz back, he's looking, he is rolling, he's going to tuck it and run, he is in the end zone! Touchdown, Carson Wentz! Now, do they tie it with
now
the extra point
do?
Or they go for 2?
What a great job by Carson. I would go for it right here.
I would too.
Just to try to win the football game.
I would too. Wentz in the shotgun. Win or lose right here. Wentz in the gun, fires, and it is incomplete. No flag in the end zone. Incomplete. He threw it in the direction of Jordan Matthews.
Yep.
It was tipped. The penetration was there. And Suggs got his hand on the football and redirected the flight of the ball. And it never got to Jordan Matthews.
What a finish.
What a game. They're going to lose this one. But I'll tell you what. You have nothing to be ashamed of with this Philadelphia Eagles team. They battled.
We welcome you to the Eagles Live Podcast Instant Reaction from M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore, Maryland. The Eagles losing 27-26 to the Ravens. It came down to one play, one decision, and head coach Doug Peterson decided to go for the win on the road. Here are the reactions after the Eagles missed out on a two-point conversion. First from head coach Doug Peterson.
Yeah, I had my mind made up. I wanted to win a football game. The other thing is, you know, even our chances in overtime were less than 50% of winning this game. So, you know, as an underdog going in, I was going to win the game in regulation. Well, we knew and anticipated zero coverage, zero blitz, and it was just a one-on-one with Carson and Jordan. And ball just got tipped at the line of scrimmage. We had him. We had an opportunity there. And one of our staple plays that we run against that coverage.
And now quarterback Carson Wentz talks about the throw and the results.
I loved it. Yeah, I thought it showed coach's aggressiveness and, you know, his belief in us. Man, we had it. They made a good play. They got their hand up at the line of scrimmage. And it just didn't go our way today. We thought they were going to go all out blitz, and that's what they did. We had a great call on for it and had to get the ball out hot and thought we had it, and they got their hand on it. So, again, just didn't go our way.
From his perspective, wide receiver Matthews had position on the play. It just didn't come down.
Heard the play call, and I knew that it was a good chance that the ball was coming to me. So just kind of seeing what the defense was going to give me. Once I saw the corner and inside leverage, I knew I had an inside breaking route. But I knew all I had to do was beat him. It wasn't going to be a whole play. It was cover 0. Everybody's going to be gone. It's got to be the guy across his face. I was thinking, just give him a quick outside move. I can't take too long because cover 0, Carson needs to throw it quick. And then just cross the guy's face and be ready to catch the ball. The ball came out. I didn't know exactly what happened. But then I felt the guy draped over me before I got there. So obviously after that, I was looking for a call. Then now, the ref came over to me and said, no call, ball got tipped. So just unfortunate, for real.
You felt you had position?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I cross his face easy. Me and Carson do it all the time, especially in the middle of the field. We throw the quick slants to the slot all the time for like third down, you know, conversions. And it's just a quick body him up catch and then get down. I mean, I felt like, you know, we had an opportunity. Just got to finish.
Find out what it really feels like to play for the Eagles with the all-new Eagles Fantasy Camp held from April 6th through the 8th at Lincoln Financial Field. The weekend includes Eagles legends, team practices and games, behind-the-scenes tours, and much more. Register now at EaglesFantasyCamp.com.
So the Eagles lose this game in Baltimore, finishing 1-7 on the road this season. But some really good signs for the Eagles after a tough start. Wentz throwing an interception on the first possession for the Eagles. The Ravens turning that into a touchdown, a 5-play, 36-yard drive, as you heard from Merrill Reese and Mike Quick. No quit in the Eagles on this Sunday. Some big defensive plays getting the Eagles back into the mix. A strip sack from linebacker Nigel Bradham gave the Eagles possession at the Baltimore 8-yard line early in the second quarter. They turned that into a Ryan Matthews touchdown and a two-point conversion run. So the Eagles led 11-10 there late in the game, trailing 27-17. Linebacker Jordan Hicks making a big interception and return, and that led to 3 Eagles points. And then finally, late in the game, Wentz putting together a 9-play, 59-yard drive, and that ended with the Wentz 4-yard touchdown run. Let's take you into the locker room and get some reaction from the players. We first begin with Hicks, who on his interception read the eyes of quarterback Joe Flacco and made his big play. For an instant, did you think you were going to the house?
For an instant, till I felt 2 offensive linemen in Flacco on me. So I don't know if I gave him enough juke moves or whatever, but I was happy to get the ball back for our offense. I mean, obviously, they were able to go down and get 3 off of it, so it was a big play.
It seemed to really give the Eagles a boost and turn momentum around.
Yeah, and we need more of those type of plays. We, on defense, believe we're going to set the tone for this team. In order for that to happen, we've got to come with energy. We've got to make plays, you know, and we've got to be the momentum setters.
What are you feeling, Jordan, in this locker room right now, 0-6 in 1-score games?
It's freaking tough, man. It's hard. It's hard. I know everybody's itching because we are so close, but it's the details. You know, we shoot ourselves in the foot just about every time, and it's frustrating. But you look at it, there's no quitting this team. It's not in our DNA. It's not who we are. So we're going to continue to battle. I believe that with everything I know. That's what we have to do.
The Eagles really struggled once again in the red zone. Philadelphia entering the game ranked 24th in the league in red zone touchdown efficiency. Today, the Eagles 2-5 inside the Baltimore 20-yard line. Not good enough once again for the Eagles. Jason Kelce, though, pleased with an Eagles running game that put up 169 yards against the NFL's top-ranked run defense.
Offensive line, I think we run the ball efficiently a lot, and you know, we got in a rhythm today. Ryan Matthews is running extremely well, extremely hard. I thought all the backs did a great job. Just felt like we got in a roll and felt like we were doing a good job.
I'm Eagles linebacker Jordan Hicks.
It's intercepted! It's Hicks down the far sideline! Touchdown! Jordan Hicks out of the University of Texas!
You're listening to the Eagles Live Podcast with Dave Spadaro.
A couple of young players saw some extended action for the first time in their NFL careers. Running back Byron Marshall activated from the practice squad this week, had 9 carries, 22 yards, including a long gain of 12 yards. He talked after the game about his first regular season experience. Byron, what was it like to play in your first regular season game?
It felt good. I felt like I was trying to do too much at first. All in all, it was real fun to be back out there. I enjoyed it. Wish we would have came out with a dub, but it felt good to be back out there playing again, just having everything live.
And then the tempo, did it take a minute to get used to it?
No. I felt fine. I wasn't too tired or anything like that. It wasn't too fast or nothing like that. I felt like I got adjusted to it fine.
When you say you were trying to do too much, what happened?
Just make too many cuts. Try to make a big play out of nowhere. I wasn't really letting the game come to me at first. Just trying to force stuff. About third quarter, I finally calmed down and stuff and just allowed a game to come to me. And I felt like I started playing better.
Confidence boost for you after today?
Yeah, it felt good. I mean, my confidence was never really down, so I wouldn't really say it was a boost. But like I said, it just felt good to get back out there and get started again.
Isaac Seumalo, third-round draft pick, projected to be a guard center for the Eagles, found himself starting at right tackle today with Allen Barber down because of a hamstring injury. Seumalo, after the game, said, all in all, it wasn't a bad performance at right tackle. What was it like to play right tackle for the first time in 3 years?
I mean, it was cool. You know, you take a step back and, you know, starting in the NFL, you know, that's what you want. But, you know, we didn't get the win, so.
Against 2 veterans like that, Doomerville and Suggs, did they show you anything that you didn't expect?
Nah, they're as advertised. Really good players and, you know, they're up to the billing.
How do you feel about the way you played?
I thought it was just okay.
That's it? Because it's not a win.
Yeah, I mean, I always evaluate kind of objectively away from the W after watching film and then talking to Coach Stout. It's always better to win. Unfortunately, that didn't happen.
The Eagles are 0-6 in one-score games in this 2016 season. And yeah, for safety Malcolm Jenkins, more of the same questions and answers after the loss. Malcolm, do you find yourself kind of feeling the same way you felt for so many games this year? Close, but...
Yeah, I'm obviously didn't get what we wanted, but, you know, we're in a position to win the game. It's kind of, you know, the same thing. Just one or two plays here or there we make, and it's a totally different game. I think we understand that, you know, we're close. We're battling through adversity. We got guys that are banged up, plugging running backs in, but still somehow found a way to kind of scrap and, against a good team on the road, and obviously the result wasn't what we wanted. We're always judged on wins and losses, but we're not far off of where we want to be.
A really tough start that could have gone the other way. Didn't happen that way.
Yeah, I mean, guys, you know, kind of hung in there tough. We turned the ball over early, gave up a touchdown off of that drive. But after that, we played really good. Kind of shot ourselves in the foot, gave up a big play right before the half and came back out. Just chipped our way back into this game. It's one of those things that you want to eliminate the mistakes that you made, but that's a good team that we played. They're in the NFL as well. They get paid to do a job. You know, we just got to find a way to make one more play.
What are you thinking on the sidelines as you're watching the offense go down at the very end there?
You know, me personally, I like to sit back and just enjoy it and just watch what's going on. You know, at that point, as a defensive guy, there's nothing you can do. So I just sit there and watch and kind of take it in, and you get to see, you know, guys like Carson that are just battling, trying to give us a chance, who's kind of growing right in front of your eyes, and then go for two and, you know, don't come up with it. But we were in a position to win that game.
You like the idea of going for two?
Yeah, I mean, we had them on their backs, kind of on the heels, and we were moving it pretty good and, you know, had the momentum. It's, you know, why not?
Thanks.
No problem.
Thanks for joining us here on the Eagles Live Podcast Instant Reaction. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining us once again, and we'll be back this week as the Eagles get ready for the quick turnaround at Lincoln Financial Field against the New York Giants.